This is Dagaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is 2-3-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Dagaris. This is flyer number 2-3, entitled Masculist MGTOW Advice to Japanese Gender Politicians. Description. This flyer offers advice to Japanese gender politicians on how to avoid the catastrophic decrease in the Japanese population by pushing for the creation of a FIP society. Advice that applies not only to Japan, but to Western countries as well. Flyer itself. Japanese MGTOW advice to Japanese gender politicians. Two-thirds nowadays, of young men in Japan, the herbivores, in contrast with the traditional woman-chasing carnivores, refuse to date women, nor have sex with them. They have opted out of the traditional male role of paying for Japanese women to stay at home and raise kids. With the young generation in Japan reproducing only two-thirds or less of its number, actually the Japanese reproduction rate is only 1.3 children per woman, so nearly half of the replacement rate of 2.1. The Japanese population is now steadily shrinking year by year, and Japanese gender politicians, who make the laws concerning gender roles, are pulling their hair out, wondering what to do, because if the current trend continues, Japan will be wiped out, because the next generation is reproducing only half of the previous generation. A similar situation is occurring in the US, but worse, in the sense that two-thirds, 70% of young men under 35 refuse to marry and have kids. They may sex women, but they do not marry them, and certainly do not have kids with them. This is a result of the toxicity of the US divorce courts, which have been taken over by the fluffy feminists, that is, feminists who still have traditional attitudes towards men, that is, seeing them as exploitable checkbooks, in other words, man-slaves, cash machines. The way traditional women see men, labeled fluffies by the masculists, that is, men's livers. In the US, a divorcing father will typically lose custody of his kids with a probability of 90%. He will lose his house, which goes to the ex-wife to raise her kids in. He will have to pay child support for many years, and if his ex-wife is a fluffy, that is, not a FIP woman, FIP equals financially independent person, then he will pay her alimony so that she can continue to parasite on him after the divorce the way she did before the divorce. In the US, half of marriages end in divorce. And actually, ad-libbing now, I've heard recently, still something I need to look into more closely, is that of first marriages, about 96%, so roughly only about 1 in 20 first marriages survives 10 years. All the rest fail. So it's worse than what I'm about to say, which is written a year or two back. In the US, half of marriages end in divorce, and 70% of those divorces are started by women. So about a third of married men, that's a half by 0.7, that's 0.35, that's a third, risk being financially massacred by fluffy ex-wives. Approximately 10 million US men have been financially destroyed in this way over the 40-year period since no-fault divorce came in the 70s, and the fluffy feminists took over the divorce courts. This 1 in 3, 1 in 4 chance of being financially massacred by a fluffy ex-wife is so unacceptable to young men in the US that they simply refuse to marry and refuse to have kids. Only about 30% of young men in the US today are willing to marry and have kids. Only 30%. Young men have gone on strike against marriage and fatherhood until the gender laws are made men fair, that is, fair to men. So potentially, the crash in the birth rate is much greater in the US than in Japan, because a higher proportion of young men in the US refuse to marry and have kids than in Japan. In fact, double the proportion. But Japan has been facing this men's strike for longer, so the population has had more time to decrease in Japan than in the US. So Japanese gender politicians are a lot more aware of the problem than US gender politicians. Hence, the measures taken by Japanese gender politicians may serve as a model to the US gender politicians, because Japan will have to deal with the population crash sooner than the US. this flyer offers some advice from a Western masculist theorist to Japanese gender politicians on concrete suggestions on how to get the Japanese and US and other countries' birth rate back up before the population crashes catastrophically. Japan is not noted for its creativity. According to Professor Lin, that's L-Y-N-N, YouTube him, Google him, a famous psychometrician, the average creativity score of the Japanese is a standard deviation and a half below comparable cultures. So I am not surprised that the quality of the suggestions made by Japanese gender politicians to get men back into the traditional breadwinner role and be more willing to father babies. Most such efforts so far have been to shame the men for their failings to man up to their traditional role. These suggestions have met with failure because the Japanese gender politicians have failed to understand that it is the traditional male gender role itself that is the problem, that the young Japanese men reject and want no part of. I lived 8 years in Japan in the 90s and was shocked at the backwardness of Japanese gender roles. Japan had a bad reputation in this regard, as reflected in the saying that is known around the world, quote, "In Japan, the husbands overwork, and the wives play tennis." A typical Japanese salaryman will work 11 hours a day, with a daily commute time of 2 to 4 hours. He gets home so late, his kids are asleep. He's so tired, sex is scarce. And over the years, the husband and wife drift apart, since they live in different worlds. I was shocked at the cold indifference between husbands and wives in Japan. But the young Japanese men have been influenced by ideas they have gotten from the internet and reject the traditional salaryman role. They want to live for themselves and not be a manslave to a woman who stays at home with her kids when they're small and later plays cards and tennis with her female friends when the kids are older and at school, all at his expense. The traditional gender roles in Japan involve slavery of men to women. Herbivore men in Japan say fuck that to these roles and refuse to be trapped by them. They want nothing to do with future housewifey women and don't date. Many don't even sex young women. So what to do with this young male rebellion? Answer: change the gender roles. Revolutionize Japanese society, where the key phrase is FIP society, capital F, capital S. That is, push so that both sexes are strongly expected to be FIPs, that's financially independent persons. This will have many implications for parenting, schooling, etc. At high school, girls should be strongly encouraged to become FIPs by studying FIP majors, that is, math and the sciences. High school boys can put powerful moral pressure on their female classmates that if the women do not study math and the sciences, then they will not be able to have babies in their 30s because men will refuse to date them and have children with them because these women would not be FIPs and hence will be a parasitical financial burden on the man. Universities should also pressure women to become FIPs, but in practice, most of the fluffy damage has been done at age 16, when women choose to study the easier subjects like literature, history, languages, etc., instead of the more intellectually demanding subjects like math and the sciences, which are prerequisites at university to enter a FIP major, such as the professions, for example, medicine, dentistry, law, architecture, etc., or the techs, computer science, engineering, math, physics, chemistry, geology, etc., which the economy rewards with high salaries. Journalists need to push women to be FIPs by scaring them that there is such a shortage of men who are willing to have babies that most women will not be able to find a man who is willing to get her pregnant. No calculus, no baby. Be FIP or be manless. Fluffies can rot on the shelf are examples of slogans that the journalists can use, taken from the masculists. Divorce needs to be made men fair, that is, fair to men. Custody of children needs to be made joint by default. Alimony should be thrown out. The original owner or owners of the house should keep it. Divorcing couples should be encouraged to buy a modest apartment near the house that they can alternate living in. 1 week, the father is with the kids in the house while the mother is in the apartment. The following week, they swap. A paternity rejection right, needs to be made law. Women have it Women have a legal right to reject maternity called the MARER, M-A-R-E-R, maternity rejection right, commonly called the abortion right. This blatant piece of sexual discrimination against men needs to be thrown out so that men can legally reject an unwanted pregnancy by signing a paternity rejection form early in the pregnancy. If the woman goes ahead and has the kid, then the child's entire financial cost falls on her shoulders by law. Society has to learn to stop abusing men financially, in the divorce courts, in the media, in schools, etc. If this doesn't happen, then men will get their revenge by wiping out the whole population. This holds not only for Japan, but the US and other countries. So this advice is universal. Gender politicians in all countries need to operate with the principle that the rights and needs of men need to be taken with equal weight as with women. That is far from being the case today. For example, look at the massive injustice committed against men in the US divorce courts and the lack of a para in all countries that ruins millions of men's lives as women trick their husbands and boyfriends into paying for kids that the women want but not the man. So, my top advice to gender politicians in Japan and elsewhere is be nice to men, or you will be justifiably accused of being genocidal criminals indirectly responsible for wiping out the population. As the population does fall, political pressures to solve this men's strike will be enormous. Men will start assassinating gender politicians, divorce court lawyers and judges, etc., because men's survival is at stake and people do violent things when their survival is on the line. If these ideas seem foreign and strange to you, I suggest you go to the internet and listen to the MGTOW Men Going Their Own Way videos or read my flyers at prof.hugodegaris.wordpress.com/mgtow-masculist-resource-flyers/. To educate yourselves into the new expectations of the young generation of men who reject the traditional male breadwinner role. Now that women can work, they must work. Anything else is parasitism on the labour of men. In Japan, the polarisation of gender roles is one of the most extreme in the world, where Japanese men are utter manslaves to women. This must change. Women must become phips, or they will rot on the shelf to extinction. Women need to be socialised at home, at school, at university, at the office, to be phips, so that men and women are treated fairly in society, in the family, and in the law courts. Japanese sex roles are so far behind the West that Japan may be the first Westernized country to wipe itself out because it did not have the flexibility and the creativity to change its gender laws to create a FIP society. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. YouTube channel name, Degaris, Masculist, MGTOW, Flyers. Ciao.